Ladies, thank you. Now take your Bibles, turn with me. I think. Psalm 100. Okay, make sure. Psalm 100. Titled the message this morning, Having a Thankful Heart. The Bible says in Psalm 100, Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Having a thankful heart. Always at this time of year, when we celebrate Thanksgiving, the ideas come into our heads of what it is that we're truly thankful for. And though it's really just one celebration or one holiday out of the year, it is an attitude and a spirit that we should have throughout the year. But I think that Thanksgiving helps us to really laser our focus on what it is that we should be thankful for and how we should be thankful in our day-to-day lives, not just at Thanksgiving or preset holidays, but each and every day, days when it's not as clear. that we're to be thankful. Days when it's not as easy, perhaps even, to be thankful. I believe that the Lord wants us to have a thankful heart. And when looking at Psalm 100, there's just a few things that I want us to think about in the way of how to have a thankful heart and how we must have a thankful heart. First of all, in verse 3, a thankful heart is a spirit. And when I say a spirit, I'm talking about an attitude or a mentality. The Bible says in Psalm 100, verse 3, Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. The Bible is showing us here that a thankful heart is a spirit of wisdom. The beginning of verse 3, it says, Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It's something that we don't have to guess. It's something that we don't have to doubt. It's something that we can know. And when God helps us to understand who he is, that he, the Lord, is God, it gives us a spirit of wisdom and thankfulness. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Our hearts become thankful when we recognize that God wants us to know him. And he made a way for us to know him through Jesus Christ and through his word. And those that fear the Lord and receive salvation ought to be thankful to know him and to have his word. Knowing that the Lord is God helps us to have a thankful heart, a thankful spirit. It's a spirit of wisdom. Not only is it a spirit of wisdom, it's a spirit of humility. As we continue reading in verse 3 of Psalm 100, the Bible says, It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Now, the reason that helps us to have a thankful heart and a thankful spirit to have an understanding that it's a spirit of humility. We came from somewhere. Even the most agnostic or atheistic scientists agree that we came from somewhere. They're just not all in agreement of where that somewhere or who that somewhere or how that somewhere came into being. The Bible's clear. It says, It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. In other words, we're not an accident. And if we're not an accident and we come to the understanding and the recognition that Christ is the Lord, He is our God, and He is the one that made us. He is our Creator. That does a lot for us. And one, it helps us to recognize that we are a unique and a special creation. Not only that, but it should humble us in the sense that God cared enough about us to bring us into being. And not only that, it ought to give us the spirit of humility and thankfulness, recognizing that if God cared about us enough to bring us into being, He has a plan and He has a purpose for our lives. We're not an accident. We hear all kinds of things about how people are brought into this world and maybe it was an accident. And how abortion could be a woman's choice or an alternative because of the tragic circumstances and how that life was brought into being. The Bible is very clear. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that if God has created a life, it's He that's made us. Doesn't matter what the circumstances are in the creation of that life. You say, well, what about the case of rape? Isn't that terrible? Yes, I agree. That's completely terrible and awful. Yet it is God who created the life. What about incest? That's got to be awful. Nobody should have to. Well, it's still God that created the life. Do you know when you look up in the sky after a warm and gentle rain has happened, there appears a beautiful rainbow, right? And that rainbow is pretty in its colors, and it's beautiful. And it got there because of the rain. None of us would sit there and say that a rainbow is any less beautiful or special if it got there after a hurricane. We wouldn't sit there and say, oh, what a terrible thing, that rainbow. Look at what the damage done from this hurricane. No, it's still a beautiful rainbow. And by the way, it's still God that created that rainbow. And God that gave the promise of the rainbow, just as God gave the promise of life and eternal life. We wouldn't focus on the tragic circumstances that created the rainbow, and the rainbow itself wouldn't be any less diminished by how it got in the sky. Yet we'll look at a life and we'll say, well, look at the circumstances. That's the wrong focus. It is He that hath made us, not we ourselves. If God's the giver of life, a thankful heart ought to help us understand it's a spirit of humility that accepts that fact. It's a spirit of wisdom and knowing that the Lord is God. It's a spirit of humility in that He hath made us and not we ourselves. And it's a spirit of ownership. When the Bible says in Psalm 100 verse 3, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. That means that He not only saves us, but He redeems us and makes us new. It gives us a new beginning, a new ownership, and a new belonging. One of the things that I love about Thanksgiving, now you know I love the food. Of course, that's obvious. I do enjoy good food at Thanksgiving. But one of the things that I appreciate and love is the sense of family and belonging. You know, I can't remember a single Thanksgiving where somebody walked in to enjoy the meal, and I thought, hey, you don't belong here. What are you doing here? It's never happened. Jesus said, God in his word says, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. What he's saying is, you belong. When you put your faith and trust in Christ, you belong. You say, well, I don't have all the talents and I don't have all the gifts and I don't have all the abilities. You belong. You're his people. You're the sheep of his pasture. Doesn't matter what you have to offer. What matters is he offered everything on your behalf. It's a spirit of ownership. You belong to him. You belong to somebody. We are thankful to belong to the one who loves us unconditionally. Do you have a thankful heart? A thankful heart is a spirit of wisdom. It's a spirit of humility. And it's a spirit of ownership. Not only that, a thankful heart is a song. Look in verse number 4. The Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. A thankful heart is a song. And you say, wait a minute, you don't know how I sing. It doesn't matter. You ever have a song come into your heart? You ever get so thankful that a song just comes into your mind? The Bible tells us in Psalm 100 that a thankful heart is a song, and it's a song of praise. Verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. In Psalm 95, the Bible says, beginning in verse 1, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. It's a song of praise. Thanking God for all that we have. Thanking him for all that we've been blessed with. Thanking him for creation. It's a song of praise. Not only is it a song of praise, a thankful heart is a song of thankfulness. In Psalm 95, verse 6, the Bible says, O come, let us worship and bow down. A song of thankfulness. Bowing down, praising the one who came to this earth and died so that we could spend eternity with him, to be forever with him. It's a song of thankfulness. And not only that, it's a song of blessing. The Bible says in Psalm 95, continuing in verse 6, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, verse 7, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Again, echoing what we've read in Psalm 100. A song of blessing. Do we bless the Lord with our song? A thankful heart is a song of praise. It's a song of thankfulness. And it's a song of blessing. Has the Lord blessed you? In the Bible, we read about a man named Job. Job was a very blessed man. The Bible records for us that Job had 7,000 sheep. It's a lot of wool. It's a lot of sheep. 3,000 camels and 500 oxen and 500 donkeys. On top of that, he had 7 sons, the Bible records, and 3 daughters. Job was a blessed man. Job had a lot to be thankful for. All those things that I just mentioned. Lands, houses, property, cattle, family. And it disappeared in one day. All of it gone. His children gone. What would your response have been? Job's response, the Bible records for us in Job chapter 1, verses 20 through 22. The Bible says, "Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped." What? Job still had a song? Job still had a thankful heart? The Bible says that he worshiped and said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. You know what Job's song was? It was a song of blessing. Even in the midst of terrible loss, Job found a thankful heart in song. Man, we come to church, we sing through the words. Sometimes I wonder if we really appreciate or think about what it is that we're singing. Do we sing with a really, truly thankful heart? Knowing that at any moment, it all could be taken away, and we're still to have the same spirit of thankfulness. We're still to have the same thankfulness and song, praising and thanking God, blessing His name. Job understood. Job had a thankful heart in song. And he blessed God in the midst of terrible heartache. See, we come and we get to this time of year. And again, I enjoy Thanksgiving. I love it. I love the smell of the food cooking. I love the warmth of the house from the oven being on. And so many people crowding in. And the laughter and the stories and just the getting together and the fellowship. But even if God took it all away, and all I had was Him, I should still have the same spirit of thankfulness. I should still have the same song of thankfulness. I should still be willing to praise Him, be thankful, and bless His name. See, we go through life and sometimes we forget. We take for granted even that the Lord God is the one who has blessed our lives. So really, again, even though this is just a time of year and it shouldn't just be one day of the year, I think it ought to help us laser our focus in and say, you know what, this is what we really should truly be thankful for. Because at any moment, all these things, these temporal things, could be taken away. Are we thankful for God? Are we thankful for salvation? Are we thankful for His Word? Do we have a thankful heart? Are we thankful in our spirit and in our song? A thankful heart is not only a spirit and a song, it's a story. Look again back at Psalm 100 and verse number 5. The Bible says, "For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." A thankful heart is a story of God's goodness. The Bible says, "For the Lord is good." It's a simple question. Should be easy to answer. Has God been good to you? If we were to go around the room this morning and say, "Has God been good to you?" Could you answer and say yes and share and explain how God's been good to you? God's been good to each and every one of us in the way that He provides. Hold your place there in Psalm 100, Exodus chapter 16. Look with me. I want to look at a few verses of how God provided. In Exodus chapter 16, verses 2 through 4, the Bible says, "And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them, whether they will walk in my law or no." And skip down to verse 14. The Bible says, "And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat." You know what the story of the children of Israel in the wilderness is? It's a story of God's goodness. You know what a thankful heart is? It's a story. The Lord is good. If the Lord's been good to you, you know what you have? You have a story. You have a story of His goodness. Not only is it a story of goodness, a story of God's goodness, it's a story of His mercy. The Bible says, "For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting." Has God been merciful to you? In Luke chapter 17, I'm sorry. Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse number 11. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, as He went to Jerusalem, that He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as He entered into a certain village, there met Him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when He saw them, He said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." They cried out for mercy. They were lepers. They were asking God to cleanse them. They were asking Jesus to intervene on their behalf, to do something no other person could do. And you know what God did? He showed them mercy. How many of us have gotten dirty from this world? How many of us have needed to cry out for mercy in our lives, for cleansing, for God to step in and do something only He can do? You know what a thankful heart is? It's a story of God's mercy. The Bible says His mercy is everlasting. Thank God that it didn't just happen, His mercy, during the time when Christ was on earth. Thank God His mercy didn't apply to just 10 lepers. His mercy is everlasting. His mercy applies even today. His cleansing is available even today. Do you have a thankful heart for God's mercy? I'm so thankful He cleansed me. I'm so thankful He's willing to cleanse. I'm so thankful He's able to cleanse. Are you thankful for His mercy? A thankful heart is a story of God's goodness. It's a story of His mercy. And it's a story of His truth. The Bible says, "For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." A thankful heart will share the story of God's truth and love and look forward, look ahead toward the next generation. When you read the story about the children of Israel, there in chapter 16 of Exodus, they were looking back. They were longing for the things that they had instead of looking ahead and all that God could provide. They didn't understand that God was giving them a story of thankfulness. A story of thankfulness in His truth. And they were looking longingly backwards. When you read about Sodom and Gomorrah and Lot and his wife, she looks back longingly instead of looking ahead at the promise of God's truth. You know what? When we share our story, when we share our thankfulness, when we tell others about how thankful we are for God and for Christ and His salvation, what we're doing is we're looking ahead to the promise of His truth. His truth that endures, the Bible says, to all generations. We're to share His truth. This Thanksgiving, as we gather together in our homes, we're to be thankful. A thankful heart is a story. It's a story of God's goodness. It's a story of His mercy. It's a story of His truth. We're to share His truth in our homes with our children to that next generation looking ahead. Do you have something to be thankful for? Has God been good to you? Has He been merciful in your life? His truth endures to all generations. A thankful heart will tell the story of truth and look ahead to future generations that can know the truth and one day receive the truth of heaven. I'm looking forward to that day. His truth endures to all generations. I don't know if it's this generation or the next generation or the next that the Lord will return. I don't know when his return will be. But I'm looking forward to that day, to the truth of heaven. And thank God, one day there will be other generations. Thank God that his truth didn't just extend to Adam. Thank God that his truth just didn't just extend to those at the time of Christ. His truth endures. And thank God his truth endured to my generation. Thank God his truth endured to me. Are we willing to share that truth? It endures. The question is, do we endure? Are we willing to share that story? Are we willing to talk about Jesus? To express our thankfulness to him for his goodness, for his mercy, amen, and for his truth? I don't know where I'd be today without his truth. I know I wouldn't be in Minot, North Dakota. But his truth endures to all generations. And because his truth endured to me, I'd be willing to endure and to share that truth to the next generation, to others, to anyone who will listen and believe and have the opportunity to receive the truth of heaven. This Thanksgiving, I hope that we have thankful hearts, that we have a spirit of understanding who God is, a spirit of belonging, a spirit of knowing that he loves us, that he created us. I hope we have a thankful heart of song. Not just spitting through the words because we're familiar with them, but truly taking in what we're singing. Understanding and recognizing that we're to have a heart of praise and thankfulness and blessing in our song. Taking the time, having a heart of thankfulness in the story of God's goodness and his mercy and his truth. How awful it would be to go through life not knowing the goodness of God or his mercy or his truth. May we have a spirit that's willing to share that as it endures to all generations. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes for a word of prayer as we consider having a thankful heart. We have an opportunity this Thanksgiving to bless the one who has blessed us, to give thanks and praise to him, knowing that it's because of him that we've received the truth. That it's because he is God, that he's given us his spirit to have hearts of true thankfulness. May we have that spirit this Thanksgiving and throughout the year. As God puts a song in our hearts and in our minds, may we bless his name for all that he provides. And may we share the story and really be thankful for his goodness, his mercy, and his truth. Heavenly Father, we praise you for your love for us. We thank you for salvation. Lord, I pray as we prepare to celebrate this Thanksgiving holiday that our hearts and minds would reflect on all that you've provided. Lord, that we'd have a spirit of thankfulness because of who you are. You are God. That you give us a spirit of humility, Lord. Thank you that we can belong to your family. That you've given us new ownership. Lord, I pray you'd fill us with a song of praise and thankfulness and blessing unto you. And that we'd share the story of your truth. God, thank you that your truth endures to each and every generation. Help us not to take it for granted. Help us to be faithful in sharing it with others. We'll give you the praise and thanks for all that you do. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. We'll stand and sing.